connected that month when we were being bombarded, they had rocket launchers out there ready to destroy
them. Attention. Where it appeared that the office had healed itself, there is some question now that pressures and ungrateful people have brought back their pressures on the office. So we need an emergency transportation to Matthews Ridge so an airplane can carry certain cells from the office. If you will comply, please do so as quickly as possible. Don't worry. The office has healed everything, and he will continue to heal. But there has been an unusual amount of demanding people and insensitive people in these last few weeks. Thank you so much. Attention, attention. Steve Biko, killed by the CIA through the Union of South Africa, upheld by the dread multinational ruling elite of U.S. imperialism. His death was celebrated throughout Guyana. It is a year since Biko, the black South African militant, met his violent death in a grim Pretoria, that's the capital of the Union of South Africa, prison. The black prisoner was in the struggle against the racist, apartheid, white South African government. Christian government. Christian Nationalist Party is a party of South Africa. Guyana, forever in solidarity with oppressed people the world over, held rallies all over the nation in honor of the slain leader. This week at Leeds Government School on the quarantine in Demerara, and many hundreds marched down the streets of Georgetown, born in a land where slavery still exists. Steve Biko, B-I-K-O, was detained on August 18, 1977 for violating an order restricting him to his hometown, King William Town, and for being involved in subversive activities in prison. He was chained hand and foot and subjected to various forms of horrible, gross, inhuman torture. The high water mark of cruelty was meted out, said the Guyana newspaper, the New Nation, was meted out to him on the September 11 when he was driven naked, handcuffed, and mortally sick for 600 miles from Port Elizabeth to Pretoria, said the PNC, the People's National Congress, which is our party. That's the avant-garde party. Remember, Forbes Burnham is our prime minister. The opposition is People's Progressive Party, PPP. Dr. Jagan is its head, and his wife is Jagan. We oppose it because it supports Apanjat, which means vote your own kind. Anyway, he was driven these 600 miles, mortally wounded. He died the next day. His death brought on an international outcry and pressure against Vorster, V-O-R-S-T-E-R, the fascist ally of Adolf Hitler. Vorster was an open ally of Adolf Hitler during World War II. A brilliant and original thinker, he will be remembered for his philosophy of black consciousness, which he once described as group pride and the determination by blacks to rise and attain their envisaged self through socialism. He had a practical plan, but he was peaceful, and he was a guiding light to his people, who saw in him the sterling qualities of a leader He founded the South African Students Organization and was the honorary president of the Black People's Convention, convention organizations that have constantly agitated the moral and social upliftment for the blacks who live in absolute terror. They live in abject slavery still, and they're upheld by our tax dollars. I read to you just 2 weeks ago of several billion dollars that had been sneaked in by Ford and Rockefeller and some of the big corporations to keep that nation in power. That's outnumbered 17 to 1, 17 blacks to 1, not mentioning the Indians and the Asians, who are also second-class citizens. But still, they maintain their rule. Also, we have guilt. We ought to work. I don't know why some of you don't take guilt. You bought sandwiches, you went to movies, you wasted money, and every time you bought a piece of candy, you paid taxes that went into the fund, the tax fund, that helped to torture this brave-looking young man. Shows a picture of him and his courageous eyes, changed as he is, every part of his body, but he looks bravely outward and onward. We should feel ashamed that we do not do more. Anyway, he was the president of the Black People's Convention organization that have constantly agitated for moral and social upliftment for the blacks. Though he is dead, fascist Vorster, dictator of Union of South Africa, and his henchmen are constantly worried about the growing influence that he has left behind. Undoubtedly, black consciousness is on the upsurge. Continuing the results of the inquest into Biko's death, most of this world has already anticipated the verdict. Inevitably, Pretoria, the capital of the fascist state of Union of South Africa, on the tip of the continent, the largest and richest continent on earth, Pretoria's chief magistrate, Marthinius Prinz, cleared the security police of all blame, just as has always been the case in the United States. No policeman is ever found guilty, even though in the average big city in USA, a couple of blacks are killed every night, but the police are always found innocent. He found the security police free of blame through medical evidence proved that Biko had sustained extensive brain damage, even though this evidence was clearly established by seven separate doctors. Among other things, just extensive brain damage. You don't get brain damage from just falling down. Major brain damage, major seven blows to the head. In bringing it in to the inquest, the chief magistrate declared available evidence does not prove the death was brought about by any act of omission by any person. Steve Biko is survived by a wife and two small children, his mother, a sister and brother, and the all-pervading and prevailing force of black consciousness and socialist consciousness that is growing by leaps and bounds throughout the continent of Africa. A force that Vorster, the fascist ally of Hitler, will always have to fear and reckon with, which will inevitably bring the downfall of the white racist South African regime. Let us think about how fortunate we are to be here as a family. That's why we should produce, so we could produce more, not just be content to make dolls to sustain ourselves, but make dolls so we could help Guyana. Guyana's not a rich nation, but they had their flags at half-mast, and they sent $100,000 secretly into the Union of South Africa to help the fight of the brave black people there for their liberation. We should be in a position to assist, but some of you are so lazy and have no black pride at all. You have no Indian pride, because Indians and blacks and Chinese, Asiatics, are treated just the same by that dread regime in South Africa. I hope you'll hear this and have it repeated several times this afternoon, so that maybe some people will awaken to this. Be sure that it is heard at a noon hour, to think that some of you can do not work when you could be inventive, as some have, that I mentioned yesterday, ways of making money, and you sit on your duff and do nothing. You are as bad as the killers of Steve Biko. You might as well have been one of those that held the pipes, the metal pipes, the seven policemen beat his head until it was broken open with seven metal pipes. You might as well have been one of them, because you do nothing to try to make conditions better. President Carter said that the Camp David talks were his most difficult thing that he ever did. Said it is very frustrating. Both Egypt and Israel wanted to give up, both Egypt and, just a moment, stand by. Someone's asked me a question. I can't do two things at a time. Back with the news. President Carter said that Camp David talks were the most difficult thing he ever did. Said it was very frustrating. Both Egypt and Israel wanted to give up. Sadat, dictator of Egypt, sell out to the Arab League, said he was ready to call a helicopter and threatened to do so to get away. And Begin, dictator of Israel, actually tried to crawl under the barbed wire fence to get away. They said it was Carter's perseverance that kept it together. The final breakthrough was last weekend. They said if the agreement did not work out, there would be total war. That means no nuclear war. And many are pessimistic about the outcome of this supposed agreement at Camp David in United States with President Carter. Begin said the agreement at Camp David will offer Israel honor and security if it is kept according to its promises. But, of course, every nation interprets the words of a security agreement as they please. Secretary of State Cypress Vance will arrive this morning in Jordan to tell them of the agreements and rally Arab support in Jordan, Saudi Arabia, and Syria. Jordan and Saudi Arabia are not enthusiastic at all about the agreement, and Syria has condemned vitriolically, violently, the agreement, saying that the agreement is a sellout of Arab interest to Jewish powerful Zionist Jewish influences in the United States and the capitalist world and human rights. Vance is trying to get King Hussein to support. Carter is on his way to Atlantic City to speak to the United Steel Workers. Ray Marshall, the Secretary of the United Steelworkers, said there will be no wage and price controls as of yet. The Soviets voiced their disapproval of the Camp David talks between Sadat and Begin, as they rightfully should, while three nations are talking about other people's nations that have been conquered by the fascist aggressors, Israel. They found that objectionable, and they voiced their disappointment at the Camp David talks. They said it left a hazy diplomatic image. There was no progress, and Sadat lost more than he gained, said the Soviet Union. And so does most of the other non-aligned nations of the world. It was certainly not considered a breakthrough by the non-aligned world. South African Prime Minister Voerster is said to be resigning today, and the relations with the United States will be broken due to the Southwest situation in Namibia, as much as USA through the United Nations has compromised the freedom of Namibia. It is not enough for the fascist regime that multinational corporations in USA have seen now that Union of South Africa have neutron bombs, as our Air Force jokingly calls nigger bombs, meaning bombs to kill blacks and Indians and Asians in their ghettos. Those bombs are also located supposedly in American control in Rhodesia as well. So the situation is bad. Relations will be broken today with the Southwest, in the Southwest situation, Namibia. Conservative senators in a group are trying to kill the bill developed by Republicans and Democrats that would give a tax break for families with less than $10,000 a year. Of course, American senators would not want anybody who makes a meager salary of $10,000, and you can't live on $10,000 a year in the United States, no matter how you try. But they are trying to block this tax plan. Senator Byrd, whip charge senator for the Democrats in the Congress of the Senate, heads the opposition and said this would be a new welfare plan. There's a right-wing turn that is sickeningly ominous, and I don't understand how anybody who listens, and some of you people are going to listen because you don't pass any test, and we're going to see that through Professor Roller and some other teachers that five nights a week you will be listening, because it's only right that you listen to understand what's happening so that you would have enough pride that you would not want to be in a nation that is destroying black people, Indian people, and Asian people. The California Public Utilities has put a restriction of sales of devices for telephones that taped advertisements are on. UPI says that the Russians have just passed their space endurance test of 96 days, a record-breaking test for the world. They've been up in the air orbiting the Earth for 96 days. Senator Edward Burbrook, in spite of divorce scandal, won renomination for a third term by 57-47%. As it seems, the United States people at least are beginning to rebel against the monopoly press, which is the arm of U.S. capitalist monopoly elitist, which comes in to crush a person, tear them down, and then, after they have tarnished their image, move in with tax investigators and other things to try to destroy them. Well, That's interesting news. Some bad news. The bad news I just gave you, that the welfare plan and the tax break for the poor working class was going to be stopped. Anyway, Oklahoma City. David Boone won against Edmondson for senator. That is a right-wing victory. Biloxi, Mississippi. Policemen and firemen are on strike. There is a 10 p.m. to 5 p.m. curfew. Chicago State Police called in to control the area. Firemen want collective bargaining and 8.5% pay increase. Shorter on-duty hours, they threaten a strike at the first of the year. This is in Chicago and Biloxi, Mississippi. This is an encouraging sign when the law enforcement, which are always willing to do the dirty work of the oppressor, are beginning to realize that they're being used. But it's too late because the buttons of the nuclear bombs are in control of the madmen of capitalism. Kent State, teacher strike, keeping 10,000 out of school. Good. General Services Administration has a high percentage of crooks and fraud. It is presently being investigated. Natural gas bill survived and moved to send it to talk back to committee by 59-39 vote in support of the bill. The bill would have been killed for the entire year if it had been sent back to committee. Sissinger said the gas bill would help trade and alleviate pressure on the dollar. The opposition to the bill said in 2 years there will be less gas and less exploration for it. Efforts are still being made to torpedo the bill and have a bill giving the president emergency power over gasoline. This is another right-wing and dangerous move to the people. It is a bill that will give the gas oil companies unregulated prices. They can charge whatever they want. They could charge $5 a gallon for gasoline. And this would be chaos in the United States. And the opposition lost. It still looks like it's on its way to victory. NBC, 50 Republicans are on the plane to New York and across country to promote and sell a huge nationwide tax cut. A right-wing swing in U.S. politics is about to eliminate all welfare services. You hear the hue and cry in every state to cut back medical services, even general hospitals. They feel if people don't have jobs, it's their own fault when there are not enough jobs available for poor people. And not enough for mothers who cannot work because they have to take care of their children. But they want a nationwide Proposition 13, and it's gaining momentum by the hour. Fascism is growing fast in USA. U.S. primaries will be held October 7 this year. California scientists at Caltech said they have discovered a heavy space traffic area of asteroids in a place that they thought was an empty space. Managua, Nicaragua. There was a serious power failure this morning. The lights are said to be on now. Opposition to the Somoza regime, upheld by our tax dollars that should cause pain every time we hear it. We caused his support. He's been in power 44 years by the U.S. tax dollars. anyway, opposition to the Somoza regime. It was said may stage an attack during the power failure. Massachusetts Democratic voters voted conservative. Not surprised. Everything's going conservative. Conservative, to you that don't understand, is bad for working class people. Conservative Ed King into office. He is against tax increases. Mike, see, no help for the poor. You always believe, so you still believe you can go to Kansas City and see Susie. You have no pride, and you're going to get it, though, because you're going to be sitting right in the class, and you're going to be learning it. Teachers, I demand heavy grading. Ducaras, Mike Ducaras, the former senator, had promoted their schemes of helping the poor. There would be no new taxes, but was unable to keep the promise. The House of Representatives passed a bill to increase the amount of dollars of duty-free goods coming into the United States. Presently, persons may bring in $100 worth of goods without paying duty. Now people may bring $300 worth of goods into the country without paying duty. Another strike for the rich. Wichita, Kansas. Some striking police were jailed due to ignoring one part of the strike clause. Police across the nation seem to have more sense than blacks, Indians, and Asians. They're striking everywhere. They were thrown in jail. They do much of this, I'll tell you. There'll be a lot of uproar. You'll soon see the army in the streets and the concentration camps set up, and they'll just as soon put the police in the concentration camps as they will black, Asians, and Indians. Anyway, they were put in jail for ignoring one part of the strike clause. Nebraska had a light snow showing the first part of winter in the United States. Portland, Oregon, as an initiation to a club, a 15-year-old boy had to roller skate into a shopping center wearing a dress, then go nude into a donut shop. A policeman was in the shop and arrested him. Rhode Island, that's the kind of diversions, the Roman circuses just before the fall of Rome. That was the kind of idiocy, eating big sandwiches that are a mile long. That's the kind of idiocy that goes along with the decline and fall of a great civilization. Rhode Island, a city where here voted to rename their different sexist language titles from utility man to utility person. Oh, that's a great progressive breakthrough. They were also renaming manholes to person holes, but were the laughing stock of the state, so they voted against it. Yes, because men still have such a chauvinistic hold in USA. Women must rise up and take their liberation. Ford Motor Company will have a 4.2% price increase on 1979 cars. The average person, with the cost of living as it is and the increase of taxation, will not be able to afford a new car. General Motors 1979 cars will barely pass the fuel standards. They get 19.2 miles per gallon. New York City, Latinos are using a language called Spanglish, a mixture of English and Spanish. They are not able to speak English, so they mix the language. Dr. Keller says it is easier for them To speak this, a Texas professor says Spanish should be, American Spanish should be taught all over the nation of the country, because it is suspected that the Puerto Ricans and Latinos are learning the language so that they can be plotting revolution against the system. Yes, well, let them try to learn American Spanish if they can. Says should be taught all over the country. Other bilinguists in Finland or Ireland, scientists are experimenters with rat poison. The poison they are giving one not named Clyde, it's one rat named Clyde, rather. They're experimenting for some reason with rat poisoning, and one they're giving a rat named Clyde. That's very nice. Let's see what they've got in mind. The poison they are giving one rat, as I said, named Clyde, is Clyde's favorite food. Apparently, poison is very tasty. The report said that it had other ramifications. It's a part of the technology of war science. I guess they'll give us food that will be tasty now, so we can kill ourselves and they won't have to put us in gas chambers. Alcohol studies. University of California at Irvine, 95 million Americans drank excessively, drank and more drink in moderation. Studies are being done on the effects of alcohol to the brain. They show that alcohol literally eats brain cells away and affects learning, memory, perceptions, and processes of thinking permanently. Rat experiments showed that rats put on a high alcohol diet had a 50% decrease of the substance necessary for cell reproduction. The alcohol destroyed the genetic material needed to reproduce brain cells. Alcohol in excess can also cause many other physical problems, such as pancreatic disease, a fatal disease, heart disease, high blood pressure, liver disease, and deterred mental capability, not to mention a host of other disease. Alcohol does not help fighting virus, and it also diminishes the sex drive. Don't you see the genocide in that? What is more available in the black community and the Indian community than alcohol? They don't want any more blacks. They don't want any more Indians. So they give them plenty of alcohol so they won't have any sex. And they don't want them to be able to think, to resist. So alcohol destroys 50% of their brain cells, gives them pancreatic disorders and other disorders, all kinds of disorders, early death from hypertension and heart disease. Very clever way. You don't have to have gas ovens in USA. Very clever way to destroy U.S. citizens. But, of course, some of you refuse to think, and I'm getting tired of it. I'm getting tired of the same dumb faces out there that refuse. Some brilliant people are here who have really got it down. Kids who didn't have any education, seniors who didn't have any education, but there's some of you, you just look stupid when anyone looks at you. You don't even try to learn anything. Well, you're going to learn, because we're going to have 5 extra classes a night for those that fail this test. A recent study on placebos, that means water. The doctor often gives water instead of giving medications. They save medicine money that way. Said that they work just as well as regular pain medication. 1/3 of the experimental patients gained relief. Oh, I'm sure the capitalists are glad to hear that, so that now they can save money and charge the patient that much more for water. That's what a placebo means. One of the reasons may have been physiological. Endorphins, E-N-D-O-R-P-H-E-N-S, the doctor should take note of this, which are the body's natural pain killers, are released from the brain, causing relief of pain in some patients. It was said that perhaps the taking of the placebo stimulated endorphin production. Well, something to consider, but I certainly am not giving our patients placebos if they're in pain. We shall go on with the news and see if there's anything else of any interest. Attention, the brave Guyanese government struggling to maintain its own socialist cooperative democracy has been praised by the Sahara Socialist. They praise Guyana, support financially and in other ways for freedom, for their struggle. The people of the new socialist-oriented Arab Democratic Saharan Republic on the North African coast, struggling to preserve their independence against U.S. foreign aggression, have at all times, received the active support of the government of the Cooperative Republic of Guyana at international forums. The fact was last week acknowledged by two Polisario representatives who were visiting Guyana for discussions with officials of the party and government. The visitors were Bilal Ahmad, Polisario's Habana-based Caribbean representative, and Fadili Saleh, Polisario Politburo member of the Soviet Union. Their discussions were mainly with Comrade Robert Corbyn, first vice chairman of the party and minister of state in the Ministry of the National Development, as well as Comrade Rosalie Jackson, minister of foreign affairs. It was his wife that placed little Neil with Joyce and Charlie to be their child. Polisario is a popular Marxist front for the liberation of the Saguiya El Hamra and Rio de Oro, the two provinces of the Republic popularly known as Western Sahara, in one of the most oppressive areas in the world. The Saharan people, fighting bloody guerrilla battles for many years against French-backed Moroccan and Mauritanian imperialists, collaborators, are now in control of 9/10 of their territory. They have formed a government with Islam as the state religion and socialism the ultimate goal. At the center of the Sahara, S-A-H-A-R-A, dispute are important Spanish-owned deposits of phosphate at Bucra, B-U-C-R-A-A, in Saguiya El Hamra, H-A-M-R-A. By the way, that area that I'm talking about, that's how big our great home, roots of our being is. That little edge up there, the northwest edge of Africa, would fit in all of the United States plus Alaska. Border countries, Morocco and Mauritania, have been maintaining claims to parts of the territory formerly under Spanish colonial rule. But another neighbor, Algeria, favors the creation of an independent state, and to this end has been the leading sponsor of Polisario, and Guyana has formed strong alliances with Algeria, which since 1975 was acknowledged by the United Nations as the most effective and widely supported of the Sahara liberation movements. I had to stop for a question. It was the most widely, most effective and widely supported of the Sahara liberation movements. Their ineffective rivals have been the Moroccan fascist-backed liberation and unity-backed liberation front, FLU, and the Sahrawi, Sahrawi, National Union Party, all right-wing National Union parties, backed by USA dollars smuggled in by multinational capitalist monopolies from USA. National Union Party, PUNS, an elitist movement sponsored by Spain and USA by indirect support in an attempt to protest its interest. Most people in the Caribbean and in Guyana are not really aware of the struggle being waged for freedom and independence in the former colony of Spanish Sahara. How, where, why did it begin? Our visitors explained the struggle of the great, brave Saharan people. Organized in the Polisario, P-O-L-I-S-A-R-I-O, front, started on in 1973. The inaugural Congress of the Polisario Front took place on May 10, 1973. And on May 20, the first armed operation was launched. The Polisario Front should not be seen as a spontaneous and creation, but rather as a part of a tradition of struggle. It is the continuation of the struggle of people through generation after generation. Our people have been waging continuous struggle against foreign intervention and even their maneuvers to outright starve us to death, a struggle that started way back in the 16th century. The Polisario Front, the Marxist Front, carried out that struggle at all levels against the illegal presence of the Spanish fascist regime that was upheld by Adolf Hitler and now by USA's NATO. Upheld by colonialism, in other words, in our territory. The Polisario Front is now recognized as the only legitimate representative of the Saharan people. The country, slightly larger than Guyana, lies 4,000 miles. You know, Guyana's 83,000 square miles. This is from the Guyana Chronicle that I'm giving you this commentary. So it shows a certain real black liberation consciousness. The country is slightly larger than Guyana, lies 4,000 miles across the Atlantic on the African coast between Morocco and Mauritania, where for a moment we thought there might be a Mauritanian leftward takeover, but it was apparently subdued. Before the first European penetrations in the part of the continent in the 16th century, the people of Sahara organized themselves in the Assembly of the 40. This assembly was the result of a democratic setting together of the different tribes. It was the administrative power established to to resolve the internal problems created as a result of foreign aggression. Our people, said Comrade Ahmed, A-H-M-E-D, also confronted and rejected any attempts by the USA, British, and Portuguese colonials to establish a foothold in the territory. The Spanish colonialists, backed by U.S. imperialism, were attracted to our territory by the coastlands, the waters of which were rich in fishery resources. In 1884, a meeting in Berlin of the colonial forces of the period, white colonial forces, passed our territory into the hands, without even consulting us, to the Spaniards. From that time onward, there were 50 years of continuous struggle against the Spaniards, and our people were nearly wiped out, three-quarters of our people. In 1934, although the struggle of our people did not wane, it took on a different expression. And in 1957, the National Liberation Army was formed, and the struggle grew in intensity. On May 12, 1975, one of the commissions of the United Nations visited the territory, and in the report of the commission, it was stated that the Polisario Front was the only dominant political force in the territory. It became very clear at the international level that the Polisario Front was the only legitimate representative of the people of the Sahara, whether the U.S. imperialists and her lackeys liked it or not. The troops of aggression are saying that the Saharan people have never existed and are divided, incapable, and unorganized. That's what they always said about we who are black and Indian and Asian, unable to manage our affairs. For such a small people to have confronted foreign aggression.